Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 12, concerning spiritual gifts. We're going to begin in verse number 7, and we'll read through verse 11. Again, Paul is speaking to the church at Corinth, speaking about the different gifts, the diversities of gifts that God had bestowed upon the church at Corinth. By the way, everybody has a gift, even today, some kind of spiritual gifts. And they may not be what we would put in the class as supernatural gifts. You know, the speaking in tongues and healings that we believe were done away with when the Bible was completed. But yet God has given all of his children gifts, and we'll learn that as we continue on in our study. But the church at Corinth, they were built up with pride because of these gifts that they had. So Paul is addressing these gifts, next three chapters 11, 12, and 13. He speaks concerning, or 12, 13, 14, I'm sorry, concerning these supernatural gifts. Begin in verse number 7 for our study this morning. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, the past 11 verses that we looked at in 1 Corinthians number 12, Paul is making that point that these gifts didn't come from us. They came from the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God. He gave them to them. And by the way, in today's world, God gives us everything. Without him, we can do nothing. So Paul is addressing these things about the spiritual gifts. So in verse number 7 in our study this morning, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Manifestation is an event. What the word is defined as this: an event or an action that clearly shows or embodies something the Holy Spirit is always present in among the believers. In other words, the Holy Spirit manifests himself. He makes himself known among the believers. It's not about us. It's about him. Matter of fact, we read in the book of John that the Holy Spirit's job is to set forth Jesus Christ. Even the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God, doesn't compliment himself. He always puts forth Jesus Christ. That's the work of the Spirit of God, to not only convict men of sin and convince them and reprove and rebuke, but it's also, we read in the book of John, where he points others to Christ. Christ is exalted by the Holy Spirit. That's the working of the Spirit of God. And so that's the manifestation. In John 14, 16, Jesus, that great prayer, by the way, Jesus prays, says these words: I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Remember, he's talking to the disciples. He's saying, I'm going to pray to the Father that he will send a Comforter. I love that song. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. I love that song. But biblically, our best friend in this age is really the Holy Spirit. He is the one who dwells within us. He's our Comforter. But the song probably goes better: there's not a friend like the Holy Jesus, but holy, then there's not a friend like the Holy Spirit. I guess you could say that too, you know. But anyway, I'm not taking away from the song, but I want you to understand that Jesus said, I'm going away. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for us. And right now we have the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, if you will, within us. He's our Comforter. The word is paraclete. He's beside us. He's within us. And so that's that gift that Jesus told the disciples and us, really, that I'm going to send you the comforter when I go away. That comforter we know is the Holy Spirit. However, at times the Spirit's presence is more apparent than at other times. Can somebody say amen? Even today, as compared to back then, it's more apparent in our lives today than it was back then. Now, it was even more because of the supernatural gifts as it was apparent, because we're going to see they were working miracles. They were speaking in tongues. There were gifts of healings. But still today, at times in our lives, the Spirit is made manifest in our lives because of our actions, of what we do because of Him. That's the point where we'll get to as we later look into our study. God gave this manifestation of the Spirit to, and I have in quotes, every man. To every man does not mean He gave it to every human being, but to those that He willed to have it. Let that sink in. He didn't give it to every man, because we know He didn't give it to unbelievers, but even to the every man, the Bible's so clear, as He willed to have it by God's will. God willed it, and the Holy Spirit made it possible. He gave them that gift or gifts. So it's interesting. And the emphasis is not on every man, but on the reason for giving it. Let's look at that verse again. The emphasis in this verse is not on every man or everyone who's receiving the gift. The emphasis is on the reason for giving it. And the reason to giving it was to profit the entire assembly. It was not to profit the individual. It was to glorify God and to profit the assembly. Because we see in this verse, number 12, or chapter 12, verse number 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Not for that individual, but to profit for all. In that assembly, that the whole church would receive glory and they would profit from that gift that was given to that individual, that the whole church would profit from that. But what was happening was those believers, they were using it for their own glory. And boy, look at me. And as we get into the next chapter, a little bit farther, and even chapter 14, people put the speaking in tongues over everything else. Boy, ain't I something. My gift is better than your gift. And that wasn't what the point of the gifts are. Matter of fact, we're going to see every gift in the eyes of God is the same. Can the eye say to the ear, I have no need of thee? And to the nose, to the mouth, we'll get to those points. Every gift is important. And matter of fact, we'll get a little bit farther where the speaking in tongues is the least, let me just put this out, is the least of all gifts as far as being used, but that's a whole nother, we'll get there in a little bit. But people using this for their own self pride and building up, and Paul is laying the foundation. Listen, it's God who is willing it to every man, and the Spirit gives it to every man. You didn't get this on your own, okay? Verse number 8, for to one, again, we go back to that every man, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Again, he's emphasizing it's given by the Spirit. And he mentions his first gift. There's 9 of them here. The word of wisdom. Paul began to list 9 spiritual gifts given to the church by the Spirit of God to profit them for the labors for the Lord. It's important to note that these 9 supernatural gifts were to be temporary, to help the churches with the preaching and the sharing of the gospel and the Great Commission. Before we get into these 9 gifts, these supernatural gifts, they were done away with when the Bible was completed.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.